your major goals going into this offseason, you accomplished those? Where do you think you're at as far as getting the offense in?
Well, it's definitely a process. We've made strides. Derek's been out there for a limited time, as we've talked about, and it was good to have him the last 3 days. But we made some strides, but we got a long way to go. That's probably the understatement of the year.
Talking Tuesday about how he's a little bit of rust when he was out there. What did you see from him since then? Sort of wear off that rust? How does he look?
Each day he's gotten better, but there's some rust, and he still has that ability, and he was able to get back on the bike and feel natural and normal. But he, the timing and the rapport with the receivers, that'll come with time.
Are you happy with your receivers? Is there any plans on adding to it?
Well, not to my knowledge, not at this time. I am pleased with our group. I think Jack is also. So is Rob Moore. We're proud of the way that they've really worked and gotten better. They've really engaged in our system and learned all our concepts.
How quickly have they grasped the system? Has it been as quick as you would hope? How's that gone?
Well, it's hard to measure. We've done a nice job of putting this system together. It's not some system from Philly or Minnesota or Atlanta, but we've really tried to build it from the ground up to make it make sense to us as teachers and also our pupils. And so I think they've done a fantastic job. We always chart our mental mistakes and mental errors every day, and they've gradually gone down as we've worked through these 10 OTAs plus the 3 mini camps. So we feel like the guys are getting more comfortable so they can play, you know, faster ultimately.
As you go through this offseason program, do you kind of maybe tailor parts of your playbook now that you get to work with these guys, you know, firsthand and see what they can do? Do you kind of tailor it to what you see from them and their strengths?
Most definitely. So we have our framework, our structure, our language, and then once we find out what Clive does best or what Amari does best or John Feliciano or what throws come out of the hand of the quarterback the best, we try to customize and tailor the system to fall in line with those strengths, definitely.
The first major free agent get was center Rodney Hudson. How does he fit in with the offense, and how important was it for him to work with Derek Carr the last few days?
It was important the last 3 days. That helped. They were able to work together in that pre-draft veteran mini camp that we had. Seems like a long time ago now, but Rodney's done a terrific job. I think he's more than what we anticipated. He has better movement than I think we expected from our film study, seeing him from the other sideline over the years. But he's done a nice job of pulling when he needs to. Our guards and tackles pull a bunch in our system, but the center needs to at times, and he's definitely able to do that.
There's been a lot of talk about how smart he is in terms of making reads. How valuable is that to have a guy with high football IQ in that spot?
Yeah, it's a prerequisite for the center spot. Centers and quarterbacks got to be sharp and be on it.
Back to the wide receivers. Reggie McKenzie and Coach Del Rio talk about how an undrafted free agent could possibly make this team. One of the guys you brought in was Josh Harper, and he's reunited with Derek Carr. We talked to Derek the other day about that. How neat is that for those two college teammates to be back together?
That is neat. They were very productive at Fresno, and fun to have Josh here. I worked with Josh's brother, Matthew, in Philadelphia last year. He was a very strong coach in his own right, so it's fun to be around the Harper family, and glad that Josh is here. He's going to have a terrific camp, and can't wait to get him in those preseason games.
Is it going to be one of the tougher competitions, one of those tougher groups, the wide receiver group?
I think all of our groups are going to have good competition. They really are. We've got good depth at the running back spot. The offensive line, of course, is really working to become a unit. That's the way they'll be judged ultimately, but even down to the tight end, so we've got a good depth.
Any players that jumped out or surprised you, things you didn't think coming in?
Well, I think a number of them have. I know guys flash on the field, but we're looking for more consistency. You guys have seen practice a couple times, and we have our moments, but we've got to be much more consistent. I think we all recognize and acknowledge that, and that'll be our goal, of course, going up there to training camp so we can get good in a hurry.
Tavius Murray had a lot of experience in the NFL. What have you seen from him this offseason that makes you think that he can be
Well, we've seen great study habits. Without ever meeting a young man or been in a meeting room with him or going through a season, there's a lot of unknowns. But from day one, he's been very attentive in the meetings out there on the field. He runs the show in terms of protection. He knows where the power of the plays are, respectively, when we run the ball. So I've been very impressed with how sharp he is. And, of course, physically, he's got all the tools.